I Suck at Dating with Dean, Vanessa, and Jared, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of Help I Suck at Dating. I'm actually all alone in studio right now with Easton. I flew in from Montreal and I made it in time into the studio. Dean, you're late. Jared is not in today. Thank you.
You were early today.
I was early. I was told 11:45. So I like being on time. I feel like if you're late, it's a sign of disrespect, Dean. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So today we have another amazing episode. We have a guest in studio, Madison Hausberg. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. From the reality show Siesta Key. So this is the first I've heard of it. There's so many reality shows now coming out. We just interviewed Mark L. Wahlberg, not Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
From Paradise Island. Is that? No, Temptation Island. From Temptation Island. So Siesta Key is a TV show that talks about like love and basically kind of like Laguna Beach, or what's that other TV show that's filmed out here that has like people from, is it Laguna Beach?
Are you thinking of The Hills?
The Hills.
Yeah.
Is the Hill, are The Hills and Laguna Beach the same people?
All the same people. Yeah.
Okay.
They made the move north.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like this is similar to what Laguna Beach is. Oh, there he is.
Hi guys. I'm sorry I'm late.
We started without you.
Yeah, we already started.
Oh, you guys.
I'll just like introduce that, Dean. I said, you know, when someone's late, it's a sign of disrespect.
What?
You were late.
Yeah, but we literally wait around half an hour before every single episode. So I'm like, oh, I've got some time to.
Yeah, well, I don't.
I blame Camille. It's Camille's fault.
Are you kidding? I was waiting for you.
Well, I'm here.
Yay!
Yeah,
yay!
Yep. I know. You guys, thank you so much for having me in studio today. It's an honor. It's a pleasure.
It's a full house today. And I feel like you, no, we're not. You guys are not outnumbered. It's 3-3. I feel like I'm always the only woman in studio.
So yeah, that's right. So I brought with me Camille Kostek, who is going to be
so
on air
excited.
With us today.
Oh my God, Vanessa. I have like, I have a new girl BFF in LA now. I'm pumped.
Oh no, I'm going back to Montreal. I don't live here.
Yeah. But like, you'll come back.
I'll come back and we'll hang and I'll just stare at you.
But more importantly than
we'll
Camille.
We'll just sit and stare. I'll have a nice candlelit dinner.
Even more importantly than Camille, as I was walking in, Madison came in as well.
Woo!
Madison, how did you say last name? Hausberg?
Hausberg.
Hausberg.
Is that it right?
What's your background? Is that German?
Yeah.
I mean, from a fellow German, of course I'm going to pronounce your last
What's
name
your last
properly.
Name?
Unglert.
No. Oh.
But wouldn't it be like Hausberg or House?
Yeah.
Anyways, Madison.
I like your German accent.
Is starring in a new show, Siesta Key, right?
Yes. So, well, it's not new.
Okay.
This is our second season.
Okay.
Were you in season one?
Yeah.
So you're in season one, season two.
Yeah.
So it's like a recurring thing, like Laguna Beach and.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
We like to compare ourselves to Laguna Beach or The Hills, although I don't think they're like attainable anymore. Like,
what do you mean?
You know, they're so good.
Well,
but Siesta Key is really good too.
You're like the 2019 Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
We'll give you that. I mean, why not?
It's like
not?
That 10-year challenge.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Stephanie Pratt has the podcast with Wells. That's Orange OC, Laguna Beach. I don't know. One of the two. Anyways, tell us about Siesta Key.
I don't know.
So it's still got like that beach vibe, but it's Florida. It's in Florida.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
And if there's one thing we know about Florida.
You seemed so like anti-Florida.
No, I'm like, I love Florida. No, I thought because you hear of all these reality TV shows and I'm like, for sure it's like in
Florida's crazy.
Like Santa Monica.
It's definitely a proven fact that Florida breeds the craziest people in the world.
Yeah,
that's so
like spring break.
Yeah.
In the Keys.
So what is Siesta Key about then exactly? Just you guys living your life in the Siesta Key.
Yeah, it's young adults just coming into our adulthood and trying to like figure it out.
How old are you?
I am 24.
Okay, so yeah, still young adult for sure.
Yeah.
I try to keep it young adult. I guess I'm like an adult now and I should probably be
You're
more of an
there.
Adult.
You're definitely
like
getting
enter
there.
The real world. But
I'm 27
still...
and I'm still clinging on to my childhood as long as I possibly can.
I'm 31. I feel like I'm 20.
You look
I am like the queen of saying age is just a number. We're all in studio
100%.
Doing the same thing. Does it even matter? You
yeah.
know?
Like, so true.
Life is what you make it, man.
How old are
man.
You?
26.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I almost forgot because I never talk about it. I just
you hesitated
I still say 22. I'm like,
I just turned, I turned 31 this year and I'm like, I forgot how old I was. I thought I was 29 for the longest time. I'm like, And then I'm like, oh no, I got to add 2 years to that. I totally forgot.
Do you want to know what it kind of reminds me of? Like when people are like, oh my gosh, I went in the store and I just tried on a size 6.
Right.
And it was too small and I'm usually a size 4. And I'm like, no one knows. No one cares. It's how you feel.
See,
who cares
all,
about
no
your
one's
age?
Like looking
how
at
you
the
feel.
Tag. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
I was just having this conversation with someone. Nowadays, it's all about like quantifying yourself. Like how much do you weigh? How many Instagram followers? How many likes? How many comments do you get?
At this age, you need to be married and have kids. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, I do on kids now.
Well, you still what? That's not a sad thing.
So, Camille, last week on the podcast, we talked about Vanessa potentially freezing her eggs.
Zap, zap, zap.
Yep, sure. How do you guys feel about that?
I like want to do that now.
Right.
And like,
well, so
why
we
not?
had a expert on the podcast, and they said the prime time to do it is mid to late 20s.
Yep. Really? So you're in your prime time. You know why? Well, I mean, just listen to last episode. But let's get into siesta key. So you guys are already...
That's like one of my biggest fears. Like, what if I'm infertile?
Girl,
like, what?
No.
You know, like, or what if, like,
yeah,
I know? So, like, I feel like I should think about these things now.
I think I shared the story on the podcast before. I had the same fear when I was 23, moved to Los Angeles, and went to a fertility clinic and got my sperm tested to make sure I was able to impregnate a woman.
I didn't know that.
I was terrified. I was like, I don't think I'm going to ever be able to have babies.
Why did you have that fear?
God.
What made you feel that way?
I don't know. I figured it was a numbers game. Like, my girlfriend and I made enough mistakes at like a young age to where there should have been a scare and there never was.
Well, I've been there. I've been there.
I totally.
Well, after last week's information, I mean, it's a miracle that babies are, you're able to conceive, because only one egg that's fertilized, that's mature, drops.
Right.
Which is crazy if you think about it. Like, it's a miracle. Anyway, okay, so are you, so a bunch of single people, or you were actually in a relationship with...
Oh my God,
I've
been so many.
Oh, well, here it says you're in a relationship with Ben.
With Ben, yes.
And it was an LDR, or you were entertaining the idea of a long-distance relationship.
Yes. So, we start the season out. I'm kind of trying to manage that. We hadn't really, like, DTR... determine the relationship. Yeah.
Nice.
I
feel so old now.
But so it was kind of weird, like starting long distance before we had even like established like what we are, you know? So it was kind of uneasy,
right.
But you know, we worked through it.
And so how long distance was the relationship? Where did he live?
He lived in Houston.
Oh, that's pretty far.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can just drive.
Right.
Right.
It's definitely like a flight, and it's like an ordeal. Like, we have to plan it, you know.
It's not like Orlando to Miami.
No.
Which is still pretty far.
No, it's not like that at all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very like far. 5 hours.
Where is Siesta Key? That's near Miami, right?
Sarasota?
It's 4 hours north.
Wait, you guys have to understand, I don't know what's going on here. Who is Ben? Did you meet him on the show, your boyfriend, before you went on the show?
You don't watch Siesta Key?
You guys, and there's definitely people listening who don't know either, you know?
You're right. So
back it up.
Ben,
who's Ben?
Ben was a friend from college.
Okay.
He was like a hookup for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And so I decided I kind of wanted to, you know, settle down with him or like figure that out. Which I don't know is always a good idea. Like, he's a hookup for a reason and maybe not the
feelings
best.
Are attached, though. We've all seen Friends with Benefits.
Yeah. But you'll see how that plays out. I mean, it might have been better just leaving it at hookup.
Got it. Wait, so do you and Ben go on Siesta Keys together?
Yeah.
Well, I was on it the first season.
I'm more interested. How did this whole Siesta Keys thing come about?
Yeah, are you guys all friends?
Okay,
like, how do they cast people?
So there, I have an ex-boyfriend from high school named Alex, and his dad decided to start this show, Siesta Key. And I was in college at the time, and he called me up and was like, you know, we're a bunch of Alex's friends and you're his ex-girlfriend, do you want to be on the show? So I really didn't know what I was signing up for.
And this is your father, or this is Ben's father?
This is Alex's.
Another.
Father. He's like the king of CSG.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the prince, I guess. Alex would be the prince, and then his father would be the king.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then so he called you. Let's
and
make a TV
so
show.
So I was like the ex-girlfriend.
So it's just a bunch of people who knew each other before?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually like it wasn't cast at all by a casting director. It was all just Alex and his friend.
So it legitimately is like Laguna Beach?
Oh, totally.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Well, and then so
I feel so much better over here.
Yeah, I guess you don't have the one sheet, do you?
No.
We kind of have like a little bit of a background. What's going on over here? Well, so then tell us about Ben a little bit more, because what I'm reading here, it says Ben's secret. What's Ben's secret?
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if I can reveal it.
Come on. Give us something.
It's not good.
Well?
Well, he's cheating.
No.
Is he cheating?
No.
Does he have an illegitimate child?
Oh, gosh, no.
It sounds like now whatever his secret is okay, because I think we put the worst ones out there.
No, yeah. You know what? I will say that Ben is still a good... No, spoilers.
Come on, just Ben, give us something.
By the way, careful, because Dean is really good at getting in.
Just give us something to hold on to. We're going to watch the show regardless, but give us something.
I still respect Ben. I still think Ben's a great guy.
Okay.
I just maybe not relationship material.
Okay. And so in this season of Siesta Key, do we get to see that unfold?
You get to see, yes.
Okay,
cool.
And then Alex comes into the picture.
Oh, no.
No, Alex is the ex-boyfriend. Alex is the reason why she's on the show. Alex was ex-boyfriend number one. And then Dean, well, maybe, you never know.
I hear my list of ex-boyfriends that go on.
Ben is now her, we don't know if it's her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. So I kind of feel like it's paradise. Yeah, have you ever watched Bachelor in Paradise? Oh, yes. Not that kind of paradise. It's not like fun paradise.
I feel like everyone is briefly.
Yeah, because it says like basically anything goes, right? Like, you guys are drinking and partying and...
Yeah.
But you're not... Are you stuck in,
No. And it's not, like, cameras 24/7.
Okay.
It's like, we're not all living in a house together.
I'm so intrigued. I feel like I definitely have to watch the season of Siesta.
Okay,
too.
I have
yes,
a question.
You do.
For people...
January 22nd.
Oh, where can we watch this? January 22nd.
On MTV. 9/8 Central. What is...
Good old MTV.
Love the MTV.
9 here.
This is like, there was that show Floribama Shore.
I was going to ask if you ever do a crossover with them.
I will tell you, it's very different than Floribama Shore.
It's probably not as trashy.
It is just, it's, you know, it has that like The Hills vibe. It's very like, and shot beautifully.
A bunch of affluent white people coming together. Okay.
No, my ex-boyfriend, Brandon, another one.
Oh,
not Alex. Three were up to already.
I haven't even told you about Jared yet.
Oh, not our Jared.
Of course, Jared's in Mexico, the week that his ex-girlfriend's on the podcast with us.
No, but my ex-boyfriend is Brandon. He's black, and he is so... Oh. He's so hot. But it's not all white people.
Why are you guys exes?
Because he cheated.
Well, it's not all about being hot.
I know, jeez, but that's a big part of it.
No, is it?
Did he cheat on you with a girl on the show?
Cheat me on the show? Like, I watched it unfold on the show.
Did he tell
you?
It was,
did you know while you guys were filming?
What?
Did you know while you were filming?
No.
See, that's the so okay. So
I mean, I found out like later on.
But then 3 months later, you got to watch it back.
Yeah, and then I get to actually watch it on camera.
Yeah.
So for people listening, what do you? Because I always get people asking me like, "Oh, should I go on The Bachelor?" Or can I find love on reality TV? What's your take on that?
Yeah, curious.
Should people go on reality TV to find love?
Well, like, she's on season two, so obviously season one.
No, I feel like not specifically to find. I think it definitely makes it harder. If anything, I would not say it's like a good place to find love. I don't know. the Bachelor.
Are you single right now?
I cannot say.
Come on.
I cannot say.
I think she gave a little bit of a hint before that no one caught on, but I did.
Oh,
you caught on
girls,
too, girl?
Girls catch on.
Okay, you're not a girl. I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you don't.
Come on, Madison. Give the guy listeners. Give the three guy listeners of this podcast.
Dean, if you were listening, you would have heard.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm listening. I'm
she
trying
gave
to
you
listen.
A hint.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to do a better job of listening.
Yes.
Okay. So
boys need to do a better job of listening. Period.
Oh, I'm so excited for this episode.
Okay. Well, Madison. So tell us more about the show. Then you're going to be in this season. Is it going to be more or less dramatic than the first one?
Oh, way more.
More.
Way more violent.
Oh.
Like, not like just like the words that are like people get like way more dramatic. It's like they forget the cameras are there.
Do you think people are
like they've done it? You know?
Do you think your friends, because you've now been friends with these people on and off camera?
Yeah.
Do you think that they're more dramatic on camera? Like they turn it on for the cameras or whatever?
No, I feel like they just become more themselves. Like now that it's like they've gotten used to the cameras being there, they're just like, all right, whatever. We don't care that the cameras.
And plus, you get some alcohol, some alcohol into the situation.
Yeah. There's even more parties this season. So
how long do you film for?
A couple months.
Mm-hmm. But do you have? So when we film The Bachelor, we have no cell phone, no TV.
Are you guys on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
I know. I told
you. She was. I wasn't. I was not on The Bachelor. I just some
on The Bachelor,
just some random guy.
Oh, okay.
Dean was on Rachel's season,
but they both.
I got engaged.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but
what happened?
We broke up.
Oh,
I'm giving your Instagram right now.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so Vanessa won The Bachelor. Nick by all
I don't like saying the word won.
She won it. She was the champion. She walked away with the gold medal ring that she wore on her finger for 5 months until they broke up.
5 months.
Thanks, Dean.
So do you feel like you can find love on reality TV?
I think if you're going in, and it sounds so cliche, like with the right intentions.
The right reason.
Right. You know, if you're going in with like actually wanting to find a relationship and wanting to find love, absolutely. Like I went in with the intention. I had no idea what I was getting myself into because I didn't watch a full season of the show. So I didn't really know. And I didn't know like what to expect. And then I did fall in love. But of course, there's, I think, the idea that's attached to like getting your Instagram followers and like being able to make some form of money and like having like all these like cool contacts and connections. And it's like, that's great, but that dies out. And so like, I think if you're going in to actually find that true connection, it can work. It has worked for a bunch of people. And there are zero divorce rates. The divorce rates in the Bachelor world is zero.
Well,
there's not one person.
Doesn't Spencer Pratt have a kid?
Incredible.
And doesn't one of the Kardashians have a kid? Rob has a kid or something? I'm just saying, these things can breed children in a positive way.
Why Rob Kardashian?
Doesn't
he? Oh, because are you talking about like
talking about shows
the Kardashians?
General. Like the Pratts? Doesn't Spencer
have
a kid?
Oh, yeah, they met.
No, they actually
Yeah.
Is that the big drama in this season of Siesta Key? Someone has a kid?
Oh, no, I wish. Ugh. I tried to pitch that. I was like, someone should get pregnant.
For ratings.
My God.
For the sake of ratings. Why not?
But alas.
Okay, I'm going to watch regardless.
No baby.
Whether there's a pregnancy or not, I'm still going to be watching Siesta Key.
You should.
So on MTV, Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central,
yes,
we got Siesta Key. It premiered on January 22nd, so we're already a couple episodes in. And I'm hooked. I'm definitely going to finish out every single episode.
As you should.
And you're my favorite character, quote unquote.
Well, I wouldn't call her a character. Person!
Thank you!
You're my They're favorite personality on the season. I
Thank
hate
so much.
Ben so much.
Oh, wow, harsh.
He's absolutely the worst.
But what if they end up together?
Something. Well,
I think they might.
I don't know, Madison. Oh. I think you could do better, but that's
Dean,
just my...
Dean, you're just jealous.
That's just my take. Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm in studio with the three most beautiful women in the world, and they're all in a relationship. Of course
I'm
jealous.
I'm going to go back in time and see how many times you said that when the women come in here, but right now I feel special.
Madison, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
guys. We're going to keep watching Siesta Key on MTV one more time at 9, 8 Central.
Right, and where can people find you on Instagram?
At Madison House.
Oh yeah, so January.
Madison House, H-A-U-S.
Yes, that's Madison with two S's.
Oh, H-A-U-S-S.
Yeah.
No, Madison.
Madison with two S's. Okay, I should be listening. Sorry. I had nothing to eat today.
Anyways, yeah, Madison, thank you for coming in. We
thank
really appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thank you. You're incredible. I will go watch your season.
Maybe pass on that, actually. I don't know.
That's hilarious. You guys love The Bachelor.
Well, that was Madison Houseberg.
Dean, you're on The Bachelor?
Yeah, I guess so. That's pretty funny. I mean, I respect that a lot, to be honest. So
that was hilarious.
She just thought you guys were professional podcast hosts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
I wonder if she would have, we should have played along with it.
With lack of information, I could see why she would think that we're professional podcast hosts, because we're pretty dang good.
Yeah.
If I must say so myself.
You messed up like all of her boyfriends.
I know.
Are you kidding
She's
me?
Like,
I've been
Alex,
watching
CSG
since the beginning.
You have one job. You're a professional podcast host,
Dean,
you're supposed to know your talent.
You're also a professional liar.
Okay.
Wait, what did we lie about?
What did I miss? What was the physical cue I didn't pick up on?
She said she's a present tense.
This is what she said. She said, I'll leave you with this. I still respect him. Like, I wish him well. That is your way of saying, like, we're
He's
no
out.
Longer together.
Yeah, well, okay.
Have a nice life.
Sure.
Right.
That's like what one of my ex-girlfriends would say about me if we were still on the show and it was airing and they were talking about
it. So if I'm a critic on the show, it sounds like I've never watched this before or have an idea, but it sounds like they were together on the show, they left, and now people are wondering if they're still together.
Right.
Right.
And we kind of got the answer.
I'm going to say that they're not together.
Before we move on, I want to talk to you guys about one thing, and that's Stamps.com. I don't know if you know this, but postage rates have gone up again, and thankfully, Stamps.com can ease the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates, which can sometimes go through the roof if you're not careful and you're not paying attention. And obviously, the government's kind of wonky right now. So if you go to Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but those savings can add up very, very fast. Stamps.com automatically calculates and prints the exact amount of postage you need for every letter or package you send, which means you'll never have to overpay or underpay again, which is fantastic. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer, which is great convenience. Anything you can do at the post office, you can now do from your desk. And especially important, you can now do it for less. I use Stamps.com for everything, literally everything. It saves me money on postage, gas money, and I don't have to wait in any of the lines, which is the biggest selling point for me, is because I hate waiting in lines and I hate just standing there not doing anything. So that's why I love Stamps.com. And right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. See for yourself why over 700,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dean. That's Stamps.com, and enter my name, Dean, D-E-A-N. See what all the fuss is about. It's never fun to buy stamps. No one ever wants to go to the post office to buy stamps. So check out Stamps.com. Use my code Dean. Click on the microphone. Save yourself time. Save yourself money. And just make sending mail fun again. Listen, people. Hiring can be pretty time-consuming. You post a job to several online job boards only to get tons of the wrong resumes. Then you have to sort through all of those resumes just to find a few people with the right skills and experience. And listen, I used to be a recruiter. I was in recruiting for 3.5 years. And one of my biggest frustrations was people literally just throwing their resumes at jobs that they're underqualified for, unqualified for, whatever it is. These job sites overwhelm you with the wrong resumes. They are not smart. That's why you should do the smart thing and go to ZipRecruiter.com/date. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds quality candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job. So you get qualified candidates, and you get those qualified candidates fast. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S., and this rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And like I said, as a former recruiter, I've had to deal with a lot of these recruiting sites, ATSs, these applicant tracking systems, these pipelines and all this stuff. And from my personal experience, I always had the best and most qualified candidates come from ZipRecruiter. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/date. If you love this podcast, show your support to it and to ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/date. That's ZipRecruiter.com/date, because ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
Anyways, we just got another special guest coming into studio. Kristen, so how do we say your last name? Dute?
Doty.
I would not have guessed that.
Close.
I would have said Dute. Yeah, Dute. I would have said Dute.
Kristen Doubt.
Yeah.
That's why.
Wait, are you French? What's your background?
French, Irish, Lebanese.
Oh.
And then a bunch of other like Eastern European things.
You're all over the place.
Okay, so Kristen, you're on Vanderpump.
True story.
How long? So Vanderpump is like one of those crazy shows that just like the season, like it, how many seasons are you guys?
Season 7 is airing right now.
Okay. Wow. And usually the people from season 1 are now on seasons. You've been on since
season 1. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I'm going to be honest. I've never watched Vanderpump Rules.
I've watched a few episodes here and there because I know Jax.
You do?
Yeah. So we have the same publicist.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Actually, I think I did know that because she posts photos of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jax and Brittany, yeah. And then so like I know a little bit because I'm like, oh, I want to know like what's going on in their life, and
it's a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, there's so much going on, and there's
it changes
like
daily.
So can you just give us like a background for people who don't watch Vanderpump?
For the uninformed listener.
Yeah, so season 1 started because of Lisa Vanderpump. Obviously, she's the housewife of Beverly Hills. She owns multiple restaurants in LA, and
serving the most salacious of said restaurants. At the time of season one, it was Katie, my best friends, Katie Stassi and I were dating three guys on the show, Tom, Tom, and Jax. And Tom, we were Tom all working at the restaurant, except one
Wait,
of them.
Wait, who was dating Jax?
Stassi was with Jax.
Okay.
I was dating Tom Sandoval, and who is now with Ariana Maddox.
Okay.
And on the show.
There's another Tom that's really
and
sweet.
And Tom Schwartz is married to Katie.
Yeah, he's really sweet.
Yeah, and they got married on the show two seasons ago.
Aww.
And now Jax and Brittany, they've been dating 3 years, and now they're engaged. They're getting married this summer.
So you can find love on reality TV.
You can.
Yeah. Have you found love?
Not on that show. I have ex-boyfriends on said show, but I'm not.
How awkward is that to be on a TV show with your ex-boyfriends season after season?
Oh, for many seasons, it was like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Especially when my now ex-boyfriend, like we dated almost 6 years and then we broke up and he started dating another girl who's on the show, but now they've been together 5 years.
Well, it's kind of like.
So now we're friends, which is. You could have told me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're still together.
Oh, wow.
5 years they've been together.
But I'm okay with it
now because now they're my friends.
Okay, so sorry.
That's what's weird about Vanderpump, because everyone is like, you see pictures of each, like even when you guys aren't filming. I went to Sir one night and you guys weren't filming. Oh, were you there that night? Everyone was there.
Might have been.
Yeah. There was like an entire table of you guys just like hanging out. And I'm like, wow, you guys are friends outside of the show.
Yeah, that's why we had a show though, because we've known each other for so many years before the show ever started.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I feel like it's one of those things when I've done it so many times, my own girlfriends are in the workplace and I'm like, we need a show. But that's how it starts because you're so entertaining
in
the workplace together.
Be careful what you wish for.
Why don't you guys do a show?
Let me tell you, I've been offered to do a couple shows and I'm always like, no.
You guys should do
they
like
don't
SI
always want to make
action
someone
show
be a hero. So I've learned that from, I just like to watch on the outside.
Yeah.
Keep my personal life personal. So.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Kristen, so tell us more about Vanderpump season 7. What is it airing right now?
It is airing
right
now.
Okay, so what do we have in store for us this season?
Oh my God, I don't even know. Like, I see the episodes.
Can I have
just
a glass of your wine while we do this?
Yes, of course. It's not.
Do we have cups?
Do you have
cups?
Cups?
I mean, we can just drink from the bottle, but
totally
Dean has that rush that I'm like, I don't know who wants to share.
And you guys are the second people to ever hear this because it's not even out yet.
I'm just going
to
start pulling from the bottle. Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's like
this is exclusive to you right now. Do you understand this, Dean?
Basic Witch, Pinot Grigio.
I love
Potion
Pinot Grigio.
Number one.
Yeah.
You are literally like the second people other than Katie Stassi and I.
Oh, it's delicious.
It.
I'm not even a wine guy and it's phenomenal.
Witches of WeHo. So it's called Witches of WeHo Potion.
Yeah, which it's Witches of WeHo and with Knocking Point Wines.
One. Okay.
And this is Potion Number One.
How have you been doing with all those wines?
I love that.
We are ambitious for Potion Number 2, 3, 4, 1 million.
So that's is awesome. This your brand?
Yes. Myself and Katie and Stassi on the show.
So the three women that you're
called. Yes. Okay. Tom Schwartz, Katie's husband, calls us the Witches of WeHo.
But you're not really witches.
So we're like, let's brand this shit. I mean, it
how
depends
have
if
you,
someone pisses us off.
Oh.
How have you guys been doing in all this rain?
Thank you.
Oh, it sucks.
Well, I'm just saying as a witch, it must be even more cool.
Okay, Dean.
First up is smoke.
Let me take a sip
but,
this.
Okay,
that's
anyways,
a lot of wine.
Tell us more about season 7, please.
Yeah, so season 7, Jax and Brittany got engaged.
Hold on, I taste some. Can we do the taste test?
Dry, some acidity.
No, like goes down very
a nice oaky
easily.
Afterbirth.
Yeah, no, there's like what
no,
fruit is that?
No,
is
there oaky at all?
There's some fruit.
It's an office,
there's like
it's an
stainless steel
there's like
a barrels.
Peach.
Peach. Uh-huh.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
I know my
wine.
Yeah, you do.
Do you taste that peach?
It's great.
Yeah.
It goes
down
really well. I never drink ever. So me having...
Oh, yeah. I'm already drunk.
Me too.
A glass of wine at 12:30
on
a Thursday.
Let's calm down, everyone. Season 7 of the Vanderpump Rules.
So season 7 started off with a bang. Jax and Brittany got engaged, which I thought was really fun because typically I feel like all the big moments happen like midway through the summer on the show. So it was really cool that it happened sort of right off the bat.
At the beginning of the season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. So we basically will spend like the whole season kind of preparing for their wedding that'll happen, fingers crossed, next season. But next year. Mm. Or
next.
This summer is when they're going to get married.
Okay.
Because we film over the summers. They air in the fall and winter.
So you just film in the summer. So I thought it was like all year. I'm like, you guys don't get a break.
I guess it feels like all year because it's... I mean, I think that they should because they miss a whole lot when we wrap. It never, ever stops. Yeah, so that's really exciting. Lala, who's also in the show, she and her fiancé now, Randall, get engaged at the end of the season. But everyone already knows because they are engaged. So that's awesome. And it's just going to be a giant show, roller coaster.
How is it for you personally? How does it compare to the other seasons?
It is it is nice to not have to work at Sir and still be
part of
with my friend group.
So that's what the show is. It follows the employees at Sir.
That's how it started.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not all of us work there still.
And now it follows your life outside of that,
exactly,
because you no
right.
longer are
yes.
at Sir.
Yes, and then Tom, who I was talking about earlier, they just opened another restaurant with Lisa. So now it's her fourth restaurant called Tom Tom. So basically, Lisa Vanderpump just owns like Robertson Row, like Robertson and Santa Monica. She's just like slowly just taking every space that she can have.
And none of you work there. You're just part of the reality TV show.
At Tom Tom?
Mm-hmm. Any of the Vanderpump?
No, some of the girls and guys work at Sir still.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just not Stassi and I. And now that Tom and Tom are Lisa's business partners, luckily Sandoval doesn't have to keep slinging drinks behind the bar at Sir.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
Business partners with the wine. What else do you have going on?
No, Tom and Tom are business partners with Lisa.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They're restaurant owners.
The creator.
A lot of names
creator
of
so
today.
Well, Lisa Sorry. Vanderpump Thanks. Is the creator of the show.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes.
She's a housewife of Beverly Hills.
I worked with Vanderpump Dogs a little bit, a tiny bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's on cool. Third, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, so now I'm processing these
now
names.
Now it all makes sense?
No, it doesn't make sense, but I'm slowly digesting everything.
So you were saying not everyone that was working at Sir or any of the Vanderpump restaurants.
Yeah.
Is on like everyone
we
that
all started there,
right? But I mean, like Brittany wasn't right. Didn't you guys like meet Brittany on?
Yeah, Jax met Brittany in Vegas. She's
right.
from Kentucky.
Yeah,
she moved to LA to be with him, and Jax got her a job at Sir. So she's still waitresses at Sir.
Okay.
So if I got a job at Sir, would I be on Vanderpump? Can I apply?
Oh my god, you would. Yeah. Oh my god, you would.
Is that a good thing?
Oh my
Can
lord,
I, do it?
I cannot even imagine. Like you would just. Yeah, I would pray for you.
I'm submitting my application tonight.
Girls would just come a flocking.
Sure.
Like,
but I would.
You'd be a primary by your second season.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you'd be a lead.
I
haven't had a job for like 2 years, so it'd be nice to have like some structure and some actual.
The
like,
one restaurant you applied to is another show.
I know. It's crazy. And I don't know if it was the seasons you guys were on, but we have. Producers that have worked on your show.
Oh, really?
Really?
Show.
Okay.
So if you...
We know each other's world. That is what
right,
I...
Right, yeah.
When I... Because I'm very good friends with Jade.
Oh, well, Jade and
now,
Tanner.
Yeah. Like, I've known Jade since... I remember when she first was getting ready to go on The Bachelor.
Oh,
which was,
wow.
Like, super crazy. Hmm. Yeah. So, but I know some Bachelor people, and it's always nice to be... friendly and friends with people that understand the world
Absolutely.
That we live in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I became
it's a weird world.
I became really good friends with Jess and Cody off of Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like really good friends with them. And people are like, well, how did you guys like you guys weren't on the same show, Mike, but we understand what we went through
exactly.
post season
yeah.
and like what happens on Instagram and what happens like mentally in our head and like
yeah,
sleepless
when
night.
When you're filming and
yeah.
then it's airing and then everyone has opinions.
Right.
And then there's the trolls and
yeah.
Ooh, the trolls.
Yeah.
I have no friends, so I don't know.
Dean, you
need
a self-esteem boost.
You had a question. What were you going to say?
No, so if this is the seventh season of a new film every summer, is this the seventh year that you've been
yeah,
doing
our,
this?
Our pilot, we shot in 2011.
Oh, my gosh.
And started filming 2012.
Hmm.
That's like, you know, one of those shows like Seventh Heaven and all the, like, where you, like, grow
oh my
up
God, I love
on
Seventh
the show.
Heaven.
Yeah, I was
oh,
trying
yeah.
to think
was,
of something where you, like, grow up.
I was in
up.
My 20s. Like, it's crazy. I mean, I try not to go back and watch, like, season one, but it is kind of funny. I'm like, God, we were so skinny. Hmm. Stassi was, like, 22 years old. Like, this is crazy.
Well, yeah, so how many, the Kardashians are, how many years have they been going? Like, a little over 10, I think.
Yeah, and I know that they shoot more than one season a year.
Yeah.
So I think they're like season 15 or 16
oh, yes,
or something
yes, yes.
crazy,
yeah.
but they've been
yeah,
doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like,
but either way, you
yeah,
I don't know, people
Kylie
get to
was
watch
like 12
you grow
years
up.
Old on season one.
Right,
like,
right.
It's so weird.
And you feel like you knew them all the way. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure you get it all the time. Like, people coming up to you and feeling like they already know you and they've been through your life and
oh,
they're your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you have to remember.
Everyone
you just
has
see
opinions.
What you see on
yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
I have a question about season 7, though, really quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Easton, do you watch
Easton
it?
Easton loves Vanderpump.
He's fangirling right now.
Is Lala Kent's brother joining the cast? Because her brother's name is Easton.
Yeah.
And that's my name.
Yeah.
I keep tabs on famous Easton.
I would love if he would. He doesn't live in California.
I heard a rumor that he was going to be on it. And because Kim Kardashian keeps teasing she's going to name her child Easton, and it never happens.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, if we can get on Vanderpump, baby, it's going to be game over. You know?
I would love if Easton were to be on the show. He's so cool.
That's
what
Easton is pretty cool.
Pulling that soundbite for later.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
Easton is so cool.
Easton is the best.
So what's in store for you then for season 7? Are you... you going to come out dating anyone?
Well, I have a boyfriend. I've been with for 3.5 years.
Is he part of the show?
He is on the show a bit.
Because of you?
Because it's really like my journey that they follow. And, you know, he never worked at Sir. He didn't work at any of Lisa's restaurants. I met him on Bumble.
Nice.
Okay.
When Bumble was like first a thing, right when I was single. So yeah, he's on the show a bit. We definitely have like a bumpy road at the end of the summer, which is a little odd for him. I think it's going to be hard for him. For me, I'm like, I've been through it all. I am an open book. Mm-hmm. Like there's nothing that I hide or even try to. So it's a little bit weird dating stuff because my ex-boyfriends on the show have all been
part of it. Right.
So it was like, here we are.
Yeah.
So that can be a little bit tricky.
So was the transition for him hard to understand?
Well, he's friends with all of my friends anyway. Even before I knew him, he knew them.
But once you're part of it, it's different too, you know?
Yeah. And it's not that he's like camera shy. He understands the whole production value and like how that works, but it's not his job. You know what I mean?
I feel like on Vanderpump, there's always someone confronting someone else. And I'm like, I'd be so timid and like, no, we're all good. Peace, love, everybody.
That's boring. I mean, because our friends, Katie and Stassi, they're my sisters. They're now my business partners. But like sisters, we fight.
Right.
And we take things out on each other that it's not necessarily any of our faults. But that's what you do with the people you love the most, like your significant other, your best friend, your family. You take shit out on each other. And so we're just one giant family.
Do you ever watch back and think like, wow, that conversation was taken out of context?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All the time. Absolutely.
And do you feel like you have to defend yourself? Like on social media or?
Sometimes I do. I try not to fall into those cracks because once I start,
Especially 7 years into it too.
Yeah.
Like maybe at the beginning, you're like, okay, I'm going to respond to every single person. And now you're like, well,
and it's like, okay, cool, you're back home in like Arkansas, like hiding behind your computer with like your egg as your photo, and you're telling me, you know, that I'm ugly and I'm a whore or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then their like profile says like live, laugh, love.
Right.
I love God. Uh-huh. I love my grandson. Puppy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just called me
mother
a whore.
Of two. Yeah, and I'm like, oh wow.
75. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. This season I had a lot of fun. It's the end I'm a little nervous about. Again, I haven't seen it.
So when does it air?
It's already airing.
It's airing now.
Yeah, we just I think episode 5 just aired.
How many
and it
episodes?
Was my oh, I have no idea. Oh. We don't even know yet.
Really?
Last year we had like 24, 25. Yeah.
The more the merrier, I say.
Wow.
There's a lot that goes on in 4 months of filming. Mm. But this past episode that just aired was my favorite because it was my relaunch party of my clothing line.
Oh, what's that?
And so yeah,
tell us
about the
clothing line. Hold on. Tell us a little bit more about the clothing line, and I want to know more about the wine, too.
Thanks, guys. I have a t-shirt line called James May.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's your niece and nephew?
Yeah, named after my niece and nephew.
I love that. I'm obsessed with my nephew. Look, I have a necklace with my nephew's name on it. Like, I can't wait to have one of my own. Okay, so James May.
That's happening for you. Yeah, so it's a men and women graphic t-shirt line. We have 3 collections. There's the James May collection, which is like classic rock, like 70s inspired, like band tees. And then we have a Reality Bites collection, which is kind of uses like some of our sayings and our taglines and things like
What's like a famous one?
Which is a WeHo.
Oh, okay.
And that one did.
And
really
now it's the
well.
Wine.
And,
then,
and now
yeah.
I can
and
drink it.
Yeah.
Can wear it. You can drink it.
There's one that you guys will appreciate.
Watch it.
Hey, can I talk to you for a sec?
Wait,
hey, can I talk to you for a sec?
Can I steal you for a sec?
Can I steal you for a sec? Can I talk to you for a sec? And then there's a Vegaholic collection based off my food blog.
Are you vegetarian?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, what did I have yet? I'm a selective vegetarian.
Pescatarian.
No, I don't eat fish. Yeah. Okay. I
oh
love
my gosh,
carbs.
We're the same.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'm a vegetarian until like the chicken dish looks good.
Girl, same.
At the wedding.
Same. I'm like, if it's breaded, duh. If it's like deep fried, duh. I'm having that. But so can you give us like what's... I feel like I've been either like losing weight because I haven't been eating a lot of like protein.
Mm-hmm.
What's like the highest... This is like a random question, but what's like the highest vegetable that has like the most amount of protein?
The highest form of protein in the vegetarian world.
You want to go like all your dark greens and then like beans and legumes and things like that.
Okay.
Lentils.
I'm like a garbanzo. Oh my gosh. Love chickpeas.
Yeah,
I'll eat hummus.
Oh yeah. I'm not...
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Chickpea salad for breakfast?
No, hummus.
Oh, hummus. Yeah.
which is basically just chicken smashed up.
Okay, exactly.
Can you do us a favor?
Yeah.
You have a shirt that says relationships are hard.
Yes.
Can we take that shirt and have it be the sponsor of this podcast? And
absolutely.
Just cross-pollinate some like...
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's one of that's actually one of our producers. That's what it was like. She came up with that because she would always say whenever we were filming, isn't on the show anymore, but she was like one of our best producers. And she would always just be like, you guys, it's like we're having a hard day. I'm crying about my boyfriend. She's like, relationships are hard.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks, son. You're right. And then on the front of it, there's a heart, like over the heart.
See.
And that's actually my
tattoo. It looks super cozy.
Okay, cute.
So we just took my tattoo, which is my best friend Katie's handwriting.
Mm.
We were drunk in San Francisco, and I was like, brand me.
Was that
and
on,
now I'm
going to
put
filmed?
It on a shirt. No.
No? See, there's so much that goes on post-filming.
It's on my body. I'm going to put it on a shirt now.
Exactly.
So where can we find your wine?
So the wine is available February
1st. Speaking of, can I get another glass? Actually?
Really? You can finish mine.
Okay.
Here.
Let's not waste
pass
mine.
It over.
I'll just drink
It literally is.
February 1st at knockingpoint.com. N-O-C-K-I-N-G.
POI. Yeah.
Why Knocking Point?
That's the winery that we're working with in Walla Walla, Washington. So they're producing all of our bottles. So you just go there. We're on the homepage.
I love what it says in the back. I'm not really sure what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. So Pinot Grigio is...
Easton, you like that? That's it.
I love that.
It's a line from season 2.
Oh, I love that. It's so basically, I'm sure you have like a massive fan base. So if you guys want to go and buy Witches of WeHo potion number 1, and that's like... Not that you can have like potion 2, 3, 4, 5, like
we're ambitious that we will come out with more as time passes. But yeah, you just go to knockingpoint.com and you sign up and you get the wine and that's what's up.
Perfect. That's and you can check out the Veggieholic blog.
Yes, Veggieholic blog. And then also my t-shirt line is JamesMae.co.
And be on the lookout for co-sponsors of Help I Suck at Dating. And relationships are hard.
And where can we find you on Instagram?
At Kristen Doty, D-O-U-T-E.
I love your last name.
Doty.
And if you have anyone from Vanderpump Rules that might think they might be a good fit for me, by all means, I'm single and available.
Oh my God, are you ready? Are you ready to date?
Yeah, are you ready to date?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate over here.
So you're single. Are you single?
No.
Good for you, Vanessa. You were like.
Yeah, no, I'm dating someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kristen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, you guys.
We'll all be watching
so
season
much.
7.
Yes.
We're excited for all of the stuff that you're working on, too, and we'll hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Camille, what do you think? What do you think of Kristen?
She was awesome. I'm another one who doesn't watch Vanderpump Rules, but I know I have so many friends who are going to freak out and fangirl, and they're actually going to yell at me for not taking a picture with her. So I just messed up.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm really bad at doing that.
For pictures.
Yeah, because I don't know. You know, there's just a time and a place, and this would have been the time and place, but she seemed like she had to run. So
yeah, and I couldn't get her last name right.
To talk to you, like to be here to speak to us. Now was a better time than any to ever get a picture.
Can you call her back?
But no.
Listen, I'm a fangirl of you. I'm a fangirl of you, so I'm going to get my picture.
I love that.
So for people who don't know, because I don't think we gave you like a formal introduction.
Well, I mean, I literally...
You like walked in, and I was like...
This was so last minute.
Well, I wanted Camille to be like the central focus of an entire episode.
Oh my
gosh. Because I feel like we could really dive into Camille's life. And I feel like people are super interested in that. But yeah, it was very last minute. We texted last night and she was like, oh, I had a shoot canceled today.
Yeah. And I had the morning open and I was like, let's do something. So
I love being a convenience and not a priority. It really makes me feel special about myself.
No, I made you a priority. I could have done a lot of other things.
I'm just kidding. Obviously, I'm super grateful that you're here. But yes.
So how did you guys become friends? Did you like see her on the front cover of Sports Illustrated?
Yeah. Whoa,
like,
can we manifest that for a second? Because I'm not on the cover, but.
Oh, wait, I thought you were on the cover.
No, but I hope so this year.
Oh, shit, girl, I thought you were on the cover. But you did win something on Sports Illustrated.
Yes, that's what I'm pretty much...
Okay, well, you should be on the fucking cover. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I
no,
just swore.
It's good. Keep it.
On the cover.
Honestly, you used it in a good way. You're very passionate about it, and so I love it. It wasn't a bad way of saying that.
You guys are very similar. It's funny when Camille and I were coming up
what?
In the elevator.
Say that again.
You guys are very similar to each other.
He did say that, and
you
I
are.
Can see it for sure. Wait, when's your birthday?
September 30th. I'm a Libra.
I always think that like everyone that I get along with right away and has like a very bubbly personality is a Pisces or like a cusp. Are you a cusp?
Yes.
No way.
I am.
Me
but
too.
My best friend
That's
has a Pisces. Well, are you? Hold on. Pisces is March. Are you in March?
February.
Okay, the end of February.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a Pisces Aquarius cusp.
Okay.
But I am like super, super connected with all people. We're on the cusp.
Dean says I'm like her. This is the best compliment ever.
Oh my God.
I will go off my chair.
I'm not lying. I've known who you are. I've heard about you. I've met Nick before, whatever else. No one's ever had a bad thing to say about you, but I like legit like love you.
So do
For
I.
For real.
So when you were supposed to come in, like when was she supposed to come in? Last week or in October?
Sometime in December.
And I was so sad that she didn't
come on. I
know, I
don't remember what
like,
happened.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm not going to slide into her DMs now because that's just weird. So now I'm happy you're in person.
So you guys know that I travel a lot and I like consistency and I like using products that I absolutely adore using at home and find a way to bring that into a travel size and travel with it wherever I go. And I've been using this new product, this new shampoo and conditioner from Function of Beauty, and I'm absolutely obsessed with it. So I'm sure you could relate. Bottles on bottles on bottles piling up in your bathroom. And they all kind of have this false miracle solution, but none of them actually really work with for your hair type or your hair texture. But once I discovered Function of Beauty, it literally was just a total game changer. I know there's shampoos and conditioners out there that promise you certain things, but I promise you Function of Beauty has shampoos and conditioners that are customized for you individually, and they're just completely even scented the way that you want it to be scented. So Function of Beauty addresses all of your hair concerns, not just one. I have fine hair. I know a lot of people think that I have this thick, luscious hair, but that's only because I've been using Function of Beauty. So that's what it gives off. So that was one of my major concerns. And I know some drugstore brands address only one single concern, like volumizing and strengthening. But with Function of Beauty, you can choose up to 5 hair goals to add to your formulation. It has safe and natural ingredients, which I'm a huge advocate for. Function of Beauty never uses sulfates or parabens, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients. And get this, it's vegan and it's cruelty-free. The sad reality is most major drugstore brands test on animals, and I do not want to support that. That's one of the biggest things that I love about Function of Beauty. It's 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And I received mine, and I know I've been getting questions about my hair, so I've been using Function of Beauty. It's absolutely amazing. It was really simple. I took the quiz and selected heat protection because I blow dry my hair. I don't curl it that often, but I always do blow dry it once I get out of the shower. Nourish Roots and Volumize, and I was able to pick what color I wanted it to be, so I picked my favorite colors. Green for the shampoo and conditioner is purple, but you can also mix and match and pick your scent. I picked the All Eucalyptus, which has 100% essential oil blend of eucalyptus, so that's it feels like you're at a spa. Lavender, so it calms me down. Rosemary and peppermint, you know I get my migraine, so peppermint also is a great pick. So the listeners, if you guys are listening to this, you will receive 20% off your first custom formula. To claim, go to functionofbeauty.com and take the quick quiz of 2 minutes. It's a quick quiz, 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. Use code DEAN, that's DEAN, at checkout for 20% off your first order of functionofbeauty.com. Again, that's code DEAN, DEAN, at checkout for 20% off your first order of functionofbeauty.com. You'll love it. So I am currently planning a trip. I need to get away from all this crazy weather in Montreal, the snow, and then the snow turning into slush. And oddly enough, well, not oddly enough, because I guess I live in one of the coldest places, I don't have a lot of flats. But then I discovered this company called Rothy's. And let me tell you, their shoes are the most comfortable. And there's so much more that's great about them. So Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go. It's super stylish, it's classic, it's comfortable, and it comes in 4 fashionable styles. So there's the flat, the point, the sneaker, and my all-time favorite, the loafer. And what's crazy is that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles. That's right, recycled water bottles. So Rothy's has almost reached 20 million bottles recycled. So if you care about the environment and you want to do your part, well, this is the way you can do it. One of the things I don't like about flats is that my feet get sweaty and then they get slippery and slidey. But with Rothy's, they're machine washable. So after I wear them dancing or walking around in the city, or if I'm walking around at them at work when I wear them in the summer, I just throw them in the wash and they're perfectly clean. I love my Rothy's. And you know what else? Meghan Markle. That's right. My girl, Meghan Markle. She loves them too. She slipped on her Rothy's during her recent Australian tour with Prince Harry, and they've been flying off the shelves ever since. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code DEAN to get free shipping with no minimum. That's a really great deal. So free shipping with no minimum, free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. And trust me, you won't want to return them. Go to Rothy's, Rothys. .com and enter Dean, DEAN, to get your amazing shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. And Meghan Markle loves them. And there's free shipping. So go to Rothys.com and use promo code DEAN to get this amazing deal.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm Dean.
Hey, Dean.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Zach.
Kelsey and Zach.
Kelsey
nice
and
to meet
Zach.
You both. Yeah. So you guys are here to help us dissect some texts, right?
Ooh, yes. Sure.
Oh, sure.
I'm here for whatever you need, Dean.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, Zach, you're the man. I appreciate it.
We'll do whatever.
We got some wine. Have some wine.
I love
wine.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, it's really good.
Is it a breakfast wine?
It's an everything
Pinot
wine.
Grigio.
Okay. It just depends on what
Wait,
time
no,
you're drinking.
Yeah,
exactly.
I thought Pinot was red.
No.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir is red, yeah.
Oh,
you guys like Pinot Noir.
So
we're,
word,
like, we're alcoholics.
What does the word Pinot mean then? Pinot means
tasty.
Oh my God. You could say, hold on. So can you just give us, give me your names again?
Kelsey.
And Zach.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing, spelling it right. Is that how you spell it? Whatever.
Yeah.
And Zach. Matter.
Zach. Yeah. Z-A-C-H.
Oh, that
like
that's
you know
important.
What? Yeah, like Zachary Hansen from the Hansen Brothers, who I'm obsessed with.
Yes,
yeah.
First love. Probably.
Yeah, first time I've heard that name in a long time.
Really? And so you two are on a new unscripted comedy series on E. Is that right?
That's correct.
Dating No Filter.
Tell us about
Hashtag
that.
No Filter.
Hmm. I know that it's on Monday through Thursday at 10:30.
Tell us what you know about it because it's okay.
So it's a dating show where we set people up on first dates, and then we are comedians on the show watching the dates, like we're watching. Like
so, you guys are
the,
comedians.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Call me whatever you want.
Okay.
I love you guys already.
We watch the show along with the audience, and we're kind of that no filter perspective watching the dates.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I want to watch The Bachelor with you guys.
Right?
Oh, it would be. It's.
I feel like that's every comedian's dream so that you can like get some form of material for your
sharing
for your stand-up.
Our dumb opinion and getting paid for it.
Yeah. So you don't set any do you set people up on a date or you just watch?
No, we watch the finished product. We watch like the first dates as they're like happening.
Yeah. And,
like,
okay. Live.
Live. And commenting, predicting what's
And these people
happen.
Know, like the people going on a date know that you're watching or that they're being watched or they're being filmed.
Yeah. I mean,
they know
I
they're
think...
being reviewed in some form.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little did they know it was by two queers. Two angry
two vicious,
queers with a angry
vicious.
Look out on dating.
Single? Single?
Always.
I'm in an open relationship.
Open relationship? You're always single?
Always, perma-single, yeah.
I love that.
Zach and I are going to get along. So, wait, so are these dates that you guys are critiquing, quote unquote, are they same sex? Are they
They're everything?
Everything,
everything.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very 2019 of them.
Very
it's
cool.
Actually, I think, like their first, right?
First dating show?
No. On- first, like LGBTQIA.
Oh,
sure.
Let's say it is.
Okay,
don't Google that.
Yeah.
Don't Google that.
You didn't hear from us.
It is.
You heard it here first. The very first same sex.
That's
not even.
Line.
Well, it's just very. It's all inclusive.
Yeah,
guess,
sure.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's
I
very
love
inclusive.
That.
It was very fun for us to try and judge people on their sexuality.
Yeah.
5 seconds into the date, like they say something, and we're like, "Gay,
boo." Yeah.
Oh, really?
We know. Yeah.
Do you think that there's? Do you think that gay people have more of a gaydar than a straight person would?
Definitely.
I don't know. Do you think?
Yes.
Why?
Because I agree with Zach. I think it's almost definite as well.
Like you can, you know it if you know.
Too,
you know
too many straight women have tried to marry gay men for us to think that you have any sort of gaydar.
Fair.
That's not a bad point.
Yeah.
How many straight men have tried to marry gay women?
None.
Yeah,
none.
I was
none.
Just
very clear. Very upfront. That's like
and
on
think,
their resume.
I think straight men also know when they're being hit on
mm-hmm.
by a guy. Do you know what I mean?
Straight men love to be hit on by gay men.
Listen, I want to be hit on by a female.
Yeah, I feel like that's hit on by everybody.
Yeah, I got hit on once. I was walking down the street and a girl's like, "Damn, nice booty," and I was like, I felt like if a woman is complimenting another woman.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I feel good about myself today. So I'm like,
it's not a cat call. It's just like,
yeah, it's just like complimenting
each other.
Hyping
each other up.
Exactly.
Okay, so what? It's not a cat call when it's a girl calling another girl thing, but a guy calling.
It's doing it in a
kitten call. Well, okay, so I want to get into one of these texts then that we have. So this is from Chloe. We're just going to dive into the text. Yeah. Okay, so from Chloe, she says, We're both juniors in college, and after sending this, he said he still wanted to talk, but I haven't heard from him. And this is the text. And I wish we could, can we pass them out to them? Yeah. Because I think it's, being able to see it is a big important.
Here, you want to
first of all,
here,
college is a college
Dean.
Is a training ground.
Yeah.
So nothing severe.
Did you guys go to college?
I dropped out of three.
You dropped out of three colleges.
And I sure completed did. One. Yes.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. Good. Okay. So we
I'm
have
still here. You know.
Hey, you're on E News. You're on E. You're
yeah,
good. You made it.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Good.
So this is the text. Chloe says, "I'm sorry. I'm just at an insane point in my life right now. I just started working. I found out I'm going to England for an internship. Plus, right. I'm trying to finish school with a 3.8. On top of that, I just joined a fraternity, so I'm busy with that. I like you, but it wouldn't be fair to anyone to go any further because someone will just end up hurt. I'm sorry if you wanted something more. I'm just at an important junction in my life, and it wouldn't be fair to anyone."
Excuses. That's what I saw.
Yeah, but even if this is all BS, it's more than most people are getting these days, and I commend him for that.
I think he's bragging a little bit, too.
I got a 3.8 GPA. I'm going to England.
London. Yeah, like, what's the point of mentioning that?
Well, right? Does he think it's out of 3.8? Does he know he can get a 4.0? Or is that, like, had that opportunity passed?
A 3.8 out of a 3.8.
Yeah.
I'm going for the perfect score.
He just joined a fraternity. Like, that would turn me off. No thanks.
But see, so here's that's the kicker, because Chloe said, in addition to him sending her this, he also said he still wanted to talk.
So he just wants to
bang.
He
wants to bang, yeah.
It's 100, he wants the non-commitment boning. Yeah.
This is smart, though. He's laying it. If she gets attached after they bone from here on out, he goes, "Listen, I told
back to
you.
Attack.
I told you. My 3.8 is
priority.
It's priority.
It goes priority. It goes England. It goes
3.8.
My fraternity. And then
friendship.
You, Chloe. Yeah. I'm sorry." So at the end of the day, what? We just don't like this guy? Or is he being...
I think if she can handle it, if she can, like, nut
the ball's
up
in her court.
And take the emotion out, cut that emotional tie, she can do whatever
can
she
can girls
wants.
Do that?
Hell yeah.
Straight girls, can they do that?
Oh my God. It's like their specialty.
I don't
it's like
know.
Anger. When they get mad to a point where they're like,
it's like, bye, bitch.
Yeah, bye, bitch. They can
not
hate
even Felicia. Like,
cuss,
bye,
unless
bitch.
They can hate bone.
You can curse all you want.
Out of people.
Kels, say whatever you want. We're unfiltered here.
Especially if you're Italian. Like, that inner rage.
Okay, move on to the next one. Vanessa's going to read this one for you.
Okay, well, should I just hold on? Okay. From Rachel, how should I respond to this? We've been texting for months and have never met in person.
Ooh. No, ooh, I don't like that.
I like, ooh, really?
I'm
like,
texting for months?
No. Well, what if it's long distance? Hold on, let's get into it. So,
okay, we're judgy.
I'm judgy on the grammar. So I'm like, so hey, comma, I like that. I asked about a date this summer once you got back, and I kind of just left it at that, and that doesn't seem quite fair to you, especially if you were interested. So I want to let you know what's been going on with me. Basically, I've had feelings for this girl for a long while and fell for her, but this summer she just started ignoring me, and I don't know what was going on until I finally got to talk to her last week, and she basically just led me on, and I guess I knew this was going to happen, but she cleared up, she doesn't feel anything for me, etc. So I've been dealing with that, but now I at least finally know. It's a long story to explain over text, and this
probably isn't the greatest summary. This is sad.
Is he talking to his therapist?
I'm so confused right now.
Also, I never want to hear about the other person you're going at. Like, he's saying,
this is what I would do. Listen to this, Rachel. Like,
no, that was good.
Damn. And she just ate
trash.
The paper, Rachel.
She calling you trash, sir, whoever you
she's
are.
She's chewing it up right now, and she is giving the finger to the sky.
Wow.
First of all, if it's too lengthy of a text message, dude, call me.
Oh, my God.
I'll take a text over a call.
Well, you're one of those guys that need time to think. Yeah, oh, I feel like a call is too much pressure, and I'm not good at improv, so I feel like I need to
draft, you have to get your like, lies in order.
Send it to my friends. Have them put a one
first draft, second draft.
This was just like word vomit, whoever this person was.
This is like him saying, like, you are my second place trophy. Do you accept? You know?
Yeah.
Do you accept? Well, we've seen that on The Bachelor a few times.
Burn.
Not you.
Not to me?
Oh. No, not to Vanessa. We're not second place at all.
No.
I'm just talking more recently.
Oh, with like.
Okay, we're not going to get into specifics.
And don't respond. Just months and then this?
Yeah.
No.
I would leave him on red. And
I feel like that's the biggest like.
Do you guys sometimes turn on your. Is it read receipts or red receipts?
I
call them read receipts too. Do you turn them on so that way people can know that you read them and left them?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's the most passive aggressive.
That's savage.
Of all time.
So Kelsey's pro and Zach's.
I leave them off. Read receipts off.
No, I turn them on for specific people. Like, bitch, I saw. I'm choosing to ignore you.
Oh my God.
It's a flex. Subtle flex.
It's a subtle flex. I go through like weird patterns in life where like 6 months out of the year I'll have them on and the other 6 months I'll have them off.
Because you want people to know you're busy.
Does it keep you on your toes or is it truly to hurt their feelings?
I think when things are going well for me, I turn them on so that way people know like, okay.
You're busy?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh boy. So next time you get a red message on me, he's quote unquote busy.
I'll turn them off. That way that, you know.
But here's the thing. Instagram did it right. Instagram did it so now you can unread a message.
What?
No,
yes.
No, I know that. No, no, you can't.
Can't.
Not on Instagram. You can unsend a message.
No.
You could unsend because this recently happened to me.
I promise. I
watch.
Actually,
here's one from Zuri, right? That's my friend Zuri.
This is Instagram?
Unread.
No. No. Kelsey, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now.
I love Zuri. Can I message her?
Say hi.
I'm going to send her a message.
Zuri still has the scene at the bottom of it. And you want to know how I know this? Is because I have 3 separate Instagram accounts.
Okay.
Wow.
Why isn't that what we're dissecting?
I sent myself a DM from one of them, and I did. I read it, and then I unread it, and I went back to the other one, and I went back, and it still said scene at the bottom because I had to know whether that was true or not.
I just need to stop lying, all 3 of them.
Well, so I have my public account.
Now it's been red.
Babies. I have this podcast account, Help I Suck at Dating. And then I have my private Instagram that's just like solely just friends that I've had for my entire life.
Wait, do you have me on that?
No. I have
his friends. It's for his friends.
No one that I've met post 2017 is on that Instagram. So it's not anything with you. Hey, it's just the timing
protect
restriction.
Yourself.
You know,
I'm definitely putting my red messages whenever Dean messages me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just tore Dean in half. You guys. You can't.
We have another text that I want to get to. It's kind of long though.
Oh, we're reading now. Okay, I'm coming next to you.
So we're going to do it in 2 parts. Actually, I would love for you guys to do it in 2 parts. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah.
You want me to
role play?
So, Kelsey, if you want to be gray, and then Zach, if you want to be blue.
Sure.
Okay, and I'll do so this is from Adria. Adria says, literally talked to this guy for about a month, hadn't met him yet. He seemed normal, but would sometimes say inappropriate random things out of the blue, which I hate. So I told him I wasn't interested in just hooking up, and he kept trying to reassure me that they wanted more, or that he wanted more, yet still kept saying really inappropriate things. Finally, I told him it wouldn't work, and this was his response.
I'll be the guy.
You're great. Who's Adria? Does it matter?
So Kelsey's
great.
Oh, which
guy,
one?
Guy, and you're Adria. Zach's Adria.
Okay.
I hate small talk. I literally was just keeping in contact. I know you're busy and might have sipped your mind that I want to hang with you. ... It's super whack to me that you won't hang out with me. Like, what the f***? Give it a shot.
I get that, but I'm just not interested anymore.
Thanks for once again wasting my time and energy and just for leading me on. Hope you got what you wanted out of that and you missed out on great sex and a blessed
Wait, hold on. And he even gave a thumbs up.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Like, seriously, let me kiss on you and make you squirm, Adria.
That's okay, but thanks,
that's
though.
That's pretty bad.
I just vomit.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Wow,
blessed
Bible somewhere?
I don't know. It's the Old Testament.
And like, he's
Jeremiah 3:19, a blessed cock.
What does Jeremiah 3:19 actually say? You popped that out real quick. This is weird. This is one of those like shock jocks who kind of gets off on insulting women, I think. Yeah.
There's a lot to pick apart with that, I feel
and
like.
And grammar Nazi over here.
Right, just without a T.
I sipped your mind.
Was that slipped?
Yeah.
Slipped? Oh.
I will say, Adria, was a stand-up champion in this case. With the thumbs
I love
up.
The okay.
That is
super passive aggressive.
Super passive.
The okay.
The heart would have been better. The love.
I feel like
I love all the time.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Or okay with the dot.
Yeah.
The like, okay,
good.
Dot.
Period.
Yep.
Oh, God,
and then I love
period.
That she, she finishes it with, that's okay, but thanks, though.
Like, still kind
about like,
it. He says, let me make you squirm. Like, come on.
He's he's trying again. He's coming at it. It's crazy.
He's coming at something.
The thing about the situation that we've seen to see on this podcast, too, is that this has to have worked for this guy in the past.
Yeah.
And that's why he's doing it now.
Sure, to a weaker woman. Or maybe it hasn't worked.
She's not weak.
A lot of guys
she's
are
just
dumb.
Not giving him what he wants, which makes him want to do it more. Like, if she would react and be like, stop. Oh, my God, you're so gross. He'd be like, this isn't funny anymore. But because she's keeping her cool together.
Sure.
Yeah, men want the chase.
He has something to yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Nothing. No. I like honesty. Call me crazy.
I'm, like, squirming now. Like,
yeah. I got, like, a weird squirming. Yeah, like, bad squirming. Yeah.
Okay, so how would you guys approach the situation then? There's a person you want to hook up with. Are either of you in relationships, I guess, first and foremost?
I'm in one that is an open relationship.
Love that.
It's wonderful.
Okay, fantastic. Zach.
And I'm just
perpetually single.
Perpetually single.
That's my guy.
Permasing.
Okay, so say someone that you were interested in were saying these things to you. How would you react?
I mean, I don't want to f*** Adria. Sorry. I don't want to make love to Adria.
Adria's guy. What if a guy you were talking to said, I want to make you squirm?
That's cool.
Or take this blessed
Okay, like, there's nothing. If it's
I feel like we need t-shirts that say that.
Blessed
like
Yeah, I mean, if it's the right dude, he can say
anything.
Nothing's inappropriate if it's from the right
person.
Stud, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't engage with this person because you don't know how they're going to take it, and any ounce of attention is going to, like, it's just going to be an ongoing text war. It's like,
It's just me putting myself in a situation where I would ever say, blessed to someone.
Oh my God, please do.
It's going to be in a group chat to my, like, seven best friends.
We're talking about chickens. Okay.
That, like, is your Instagram account with your friend. It's blessed.
You guys know the world famous record setting egg? That was me, actually.
Oh, boy. Makes sense.
Kelsey, what do you think?
No, yeah, this guy's trash. And 952, isn't that like New York? Of course it is. Is 952 New York?
And
Can we Google that?
Adria's got 20 unread iMessages.
Yeah, she's
this
popular.
Girl is killing it.
Damn.
She's
Adria.
Yeah, no, she's better off without him.
Okay, well, I think that we can all agree. Okay, so guys, tell us more about your show on E, then.
We had fun.
Yeah,
fun of people.
It's there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
It's a really great group of comedians with really funny perspectives on dating. And yeah, it's laughs.
It's very modern, very 2019.
It's just fun. It's like you're fun. Like, put it on while you're hanging out with your friends. Put it on while you're like getting ready to go out. Like,
I feel like
fall asleep to it.
What's that TV show?
Fall asleep to watching me.
I will say I appreciate the 30-minute TV show.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Those are rare nowadays.
Hard
to find. You get like an hour long. And it's like, that's a commitment. I'm already commitment phobic, so it's like it's too much.
You don't say. I didn't get that vibe from you.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, it is like it's a riot the whole way through. From the moment you meet them, you never know what putting these two people together is going to be like. Mm-hmm. And there has been some outrageous things happen.
Yeah.
So.
I can't wait to watch. So this is on Mondays.
Monday through Thursday. At 10:30 p.m.
Wow.
Both East Coast and West Coast.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. For 5 weeks.
And it's called Dating Hashtag No Filter.
Dating No Filter. DNF, as we like to call our group chat.
Yeah, that's our group.
Oh,
DNF.
Cute.
We're all
friends. Can I be in the group chat?
No.
Come on.
Only if you bring blessed.
Yeah, bring your blessed
energy. BCE.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple questions for you guys before we let you go. What do you think dating is like nowadays, especially for you guys, right? Like, it's all been a big progression.
In LA, it's the hardest.
I'm like so numb to it. Like, honestly, when I go on a date, and I leave that date, I assume that person has died. And
you're just lucky if they
I
call you
If I hear
back.
From them again, awesome.
Like,
but
like,
if not, no, you know.
Is that you setting the bar low and hoping
Okay. I managed my expectations.
Zach has very low standards.
Absolutely.
So you're always surprising yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We have a whole list of words that I want you guys to help us define. I forgot all about this.
Oh, boy.
This is a whole other segment.
They were trying to get us off. They were trying to, like...
They were like, leave.
Well, no.
Now we want you.
Wrap it up.
They're getting us off?
I know. Choice
my
of words.
My blessed is taken enough.
Easton's going to have a lot of work to do on this episode.
How do you guys feel about dating apps?
I love them.
Pro.
Okay, so
love
actually,
them.
Are you on any dating apps now?
Yes,
for Kelsey,
all of them.
So for Kelsey, who's in a relationship, an open relationship, you're on apps.
Yeah, and it says that on my
open
profile.
Do you guys have like couple photos and do you share an account?
No.
Oh, okay.
He can do his thing and I do mine, and if it meets up in the middle, great.
So when you're in an open relationship, are you openly telling each other when you're going on another date? Like,
it only works if you are 100%
right. transparent like, about everything.
Yeah, we already know we're going to be together forever and ever. So we're like, why not? Why? I'm also bisexual. So I'm like, why, if he likes women and I like women, why wouldn't this work? So the honesty, because people ask me about
the guy that you're in a relationship with.
Right. Yes. Gotcha. They ask me all the time. Even like, how do I do this with my boyfriend? And I'm like, if you're doing it because you're trying to spice up the relationship, or you're doing it because only one person wants to, both of you have to want it. Right. Both of you
have you been with another guy?
Yeah.
So I could see, as a guy, being in an open relationship.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I don't understand the question. Have you been with another guy? Or was that his first and only?
As a guy, if I was dating someone and they're like, hey, I want to date other girls, I'd be like,
you have to be okay, very fine.
But if you want to be date other guys, it almost you'd be much more hesitant.
You gotta be confident. And your he's great. Okay, he has no worries about it. He's fine. He pulls on his own. So
interesting.
You gotta be really
guys and girls, or just guys? Yeah. Or just girls?
For him,
yeah,
just girls. He's only attracted to women.
Okay,
cis women, I guess.
The fool.
Your eyes are like, I don't understand the words coming out of your mouth. No, because I don't want to like be.
No.
No, because I don't want to give like.
Are we getting deep?
No. Well, I mean, listen, I've never had a threesome. Mm. Of course, I'm attracted to women.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Just like and a I'm gorgeous like, blonde popped out of the ground. Yeah.
I'm like, the whole time. I've never experienced with women before. I'm not against it. I think I'm just afraid to like invite another person into the bedroom with my significant other. Would I be open to it?
Well, yeah, you can have rules
in my like fantasy.
Yeah, sure.
That's a great point. What advice would you offer Vanessa?
I mean, set boundaries. What you're comfortable with, you have to be honest about. Like, if you prefer things to happen or not happen, you have to be able to know what your limits are.
Do you think boundaries are made to be crossed?
Oh. Sure, it's like part of the fun is when it's a.
Boy
like,
talk.
Yeah,
that is boy talk.
Yeah, no, Dean.
But you're right.
No.
You're right. Like, it is a little scandalous, but it's the same way as like if you can have beer before you're 21, it's not that enjoyable. Right. So it's one of those things where like if you know you can date other people, it's not like as secretive and sexy and
I think
taboo.
I'm so much in my head. I'm an overthinker, so I'll be like, "Well, why did you do that?" And like I'll be
What's
like,
that
"The
mean?
Why?"
Yeah, I would advise, in my professional bisexual opinion, to not have a threesome.
Bisexual opinion.
I have in my dreams though.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, they were wild.
You should make out with a girl on a dance floor.
I made out with women.
On ecstasy.
Rolling your
balls. Shall we make out here?
I'm the queen of turning straight girls. Like,
I will say this is super interesting for me because I have failed. I failed at every monogamous relationship I've been in, and so I've been open to the idea of considering an open relationship.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's interesting to hear a first-hand perspective.
You'd be surprised. Like, I never in a million trillion years thought I would find someone that would be into the same weird like lifestyle. You know, I still think it's weird. It's not a normal thing. But
it's weird.
You,
it's weird
it's
because we think that
right, exactly.
being in just a monogamous relationship is the norm.
You'd be shocked to see how many straight girls are like, yeah, I'm interested. Tell me more.
Yeah.
I'd be curious about it.
Right.
I'm not against it.
Less straight guys, but more straight girls. It's a funny, weird dynamic where it's like it's not very equal. Yeah.
It's just toxic masculinity and blah blah blah. But that's podcast,
right?
That's gonna be next week's when we bring it back.
Great.
Okay. So, challenge for you guys: in one word, sum up dating culture nowadays. One word. All you get. I know it's hard for both of you because you like to talk both a lot, but.
And he means that in a.
I was gonna say compliment. The egg.
The egg.
Egg sighting. No. Unpredictable.
Trash.
Oh.
Nowadays?
I think they're both, kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's
unpredictable.
Pretty
trash.
Accurate.
Yeah. Vanessa, you go.
Yeah. Me? Yeah. Well, right now, I'm dating someone, so I'm happily in a relationship.
Yay.
Sorry, Camille.
I'm so curious who it is.
I'm still open. I don't know if they're busy.
Yeah,
she's
Camille,
talking
I'm
about
still
around. I would say dating right now, I would say it's unpredictable. That's what I'm like leading. Unpredictable and trashy and just, I guess, how can I like?
I know one word is hard.
Yeah. Like people aren't as honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Deceiving.
Yeah. Deceiving. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to play a game.
Wait, what's your word?
Yeah.
Well, I was planning on actually skipping that part of this.
Okay. You don't get a pass.
Why? Why do you get a pass?
Interesting. I know it's your show and all, but
you're asking
all
the questions.
Okay, one word to define dating nowadays, I would say tiresome.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
More exhausting. One of those words.
Sure.
Camille Kosek, define dating in one word.
Challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, well, no one's
they're all
a
like
good
synonyms,
time.
Kind of.
I know.
Kind of.
Yeah. Like, words.
No one. Wait. Like, no one's like refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, every female in this room has a significant
but
other.
But wait, I mean, like,
the only two single people in here right now. So
and everyone thinks it's trash.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I'm talking about like when I was single, mm-hmm. and like now that I'm happily dating someone, it's just like, it's fresh. It's just I've never experienced like this. This type of like Yay. Dating before, you know, it's like yeah. a refresh, renewed type of like
fulfilling.
I feel light,
right?
Aww.
It's
good when it's yeah. good.
Okay, so here's the thing: we've defined these words on this podcast before, but we're not funny, and you guys obviously are.
Yeah.
So take your
no pressure.
lots of pressure here.
No. Take Dean. You have to say "prash."
Yeah. Lots of pressure here.
Okay. There yes, yes.
He's getting
but it's gonna
it
be fabulous. I promise, yelling. It's gonna be fabulous. Help us defining these dating terms. So first is ghosting.
We've talked about this before. I think ghosting is like gets a bad rap that it's so negative, but I think it's fine. I think in the day and age we live in with social media and like no one has any time, if you're not interested in someone, just go, I don't care.
Ghost well, I guess them. It's like an indicator of like I don't like you.
Yeah.
I'm not into you.
Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, it's disappearing without a trace. There's no really funny way to put it. I mean, it's what I assume guys are going to do.
I'm going to paint a picture for you guys out of my personal experience, recent personal experience. I was talking to this girl for a while. We went on one date maybe like a month or two ago. Went fantastic. Holidays happen. Obviously, when holidays come, like you go your separate ways, wherever you go. We kept in touch during those holidays.
Ooh, so you think it's special.
Like a Merry Christmas.
And not only that, but she also would check in with me and was like, hey, how was your New Year's? How was this? How
so
was that?
So you're like, this is something more.
And it was going really well. And she was like, I can't wait till you get back to Los Angeles so we can hang out. But it was like very much along the
That's
lines of like
read.
Interested in seeing you again.
Mm-hmm.
And so now if I go back to my text messages, which I will not pull up, but there's a lot of blue and there's not a lot of gray.
Oh.
And especially most recently, it was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I can't wait to like hang out again. And like we didn't like obviously the first date went well. We didn't hook up or anything like that. But there's now I feel like I'm being ghosted.
Well, have you asked her back out?
Yes, I said I can't wait to plan our second date.
That's not asking. Wait, just ask her.
Does she listen to this podcast?
She actually, funny enough, said she listened to one of the most recent episodes.
I always think about this.
Which is why I'm being very ambiguous with not naming
her. You
anything.
Have to make a concrete plan. Say drink 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Are you texting her now?
I'll tell you the very last message that I sent her. I said, hey, we still need to plan our second date. How is that not?
No, we didn't. Wait. And she didn't respond?
No response. And that was...
That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign.
I mean,
I think it was also kind of ambiguous. Like, you didn't actually plan something.
But
I'd
you
be
don't
like,
think that's enough
yeah,
for
no.
her to say
and
something?
And he messaged her, like, three times
like,
before
me
that.
Me too. What have you got for us?
I agree.
I'm sorry. And this is the thing, like...
Tell us your worst quality. Let me see if you still follow me on Instagram. That's actually going to be a telltale. Do you know how many women want to date you,
Dean? And you're like chasing a girl who's not messaging you back
that's
on a date.
That's why I want to date with her. He's like, she's mysterious.
She doesn't want anything to do with me. But that's so frustrating.
She still follows me on Instagram. So there's still hope.
But I think you got to nut up and ask her out and make a concrete plan.
How long do I wait? I texted her yesterday. So 24 hours. Ago.
Don't message her again.
Don't wait for her to message you.
That's, I agree with Vanessa. I'm not going to text her and say,
Let's call her right now on air.
Don't you want to know? Like, I wouldn't be able to sleep not
FaceTime
knowing.
FaceTime her now.
I would just want to know.
Exactly. My balls
were
big enough.
Wondering.
I'd have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Define this term, haunting.
Oh, that's where like someone
when a
creeps
ghost,
back up.
Yeah, visits you, watches your Instagram story, likes a photo.
But ghosted you, but he still watches your story.
If you ghost me, effing leave.
Yeah, exactly. Bye.
Leave.
Bye. Go to
this
like heaven
like the
or hell.
House.
Oh, and it sucks too when like we're popping up on social media. These dudes are coming out of the woodwork. I'm like, oh,
there
now
you are.
Yeah.
You
now
could
you
find
see
me.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you see me. Now you know.
Yeah. That's a good one, Houdini.
Houdini.
It's hard to say.
I was actually going to change my Instagram handle to Houdini instead of Deanie Baby.
Houdini.
But oh, that's
Deanie.
Cute.
It's all puns on Dean.
But I feel like, no, you're Deanie Baby.
Yeah, Deanie Baby.
Deanie Baby.
Anyways, you guys, now I'm
this
trying
is
to
so
now
much
I'm trying
fun.
To
yeah,
out here.
You guys are great.
Yeah. Now we leave.
Yeah, now
it's Dating No Filter.
You all are amazing. Yes. Yeah, Dating No Filter on
Monday, Thursday. So is that every day? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Four nights a week for five. There's 20 episodes in the first season.
But it's 30 minutes long. That's
yeah.
So
you guys are television stars.
Oh my God, woo! We know.
That's pretty amazing.
How often was the Bachelor on? Once a week?
Once a week,
like an hour or two. Oh.
Yeah, but they wanted more. You guys kept
wanting
more.
Yeah, it was only
more.
On one season.
We're just hoeing out as for the show.
I hoed out on two extra seasons of The Bachelor, too.
There you go.
I just couldn't get enough. So I envy your guys' ability to stay on TV you more than one end of week.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Dating, #NoFilter.
Dating No Filter.
On E at 10:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, Zach and Kelsey, you both are hilarious. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
Bye. Oh, we get applause.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That's not even an applause track. That's
wow. That's like, bye.
That's our live audience.
Everyone out there is listening.
Okay, so that was the two of the most hilarious comedians from
that was so much
the
fun.
Dating #Unfiltered. As we mentioned a million times, check them out on E! Monday night at 10:30 p.m.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sorry. Yeah, they were hilarious.
That was a lot of fun.
They were good. Anyways, we want to talk to Camille now because we haven't really talked to her much. And Vanessa has a crush
has such
on
a
her.
Big crush on her.
I have a crush on her.
Aww.
So it's
I
just
love
like,
you guys.
Easton
I feel
has
loved
a crush
here.
On you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Easton.
Everyone, Easton. And I'm sure Jared has
that,
a crush on
you.
Your boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
So I just found out that she's date. Well, I knew you were dating a football player.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like a fan of you. So I feel
I
like
love
that's
that.
A big deal. Not the fact that you're dating a football player.
Well, I love that so much. Honestly, some of my favorite DMs to ever read are like the girls who are just so excited about me and my life and like, or they'll be like, oh my God, Rob's so lucky to have you because I get it. So many people are like, do you know how lucky you are?
Right.
And I'm like, why does it have to be one more or the other? Why can't this be a mutual relationship?
Right.
Cause that's what it is.
How did you and Rob meet?
I hate this question. Can you ask me like a couple years from now?
No, I need another answer right now.
Dean.
Come on.
Wait, you know the answer? You're just putting her on the spot?
I always knew who Rob was. I think it was one of those things like when the roster came out for who the rookies were in 2013, you know, the guys see. I think Rob had his eye on me. Well, I know that because he told me. But my first time that I really took a second look at him was we did this Goodwill event November 2013, right before Thanksgiving. And it was one of those things where, you know, there's so many preconceived ideas of who somebody is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like Rob is this party boy who's always like probably has a girl on his arm. And it was he was never of interest of me. I thought he was cute. Didn't think he was a hunk. And I just got stopped before I went into the changing room to get into my uniform. And I got to listen. I was kind of forced to listen to him do this interview about this charity event. And it was like this side of him I had never seen. And I was like, oh, my God. I kind of like feel some type of way. This guy seems really sweet and this side of him that I don't think a lot of people see. And I was just really attracted to it. And I was just like, I would fancy a date with him. But it was just a thought in my mind. You know, I wasn't like
this. And
this
is 2013.
Yes. I wasn't like, this is my next boyfriend. It was just like the first time that I was like, wow.
Why do you hate the story? It's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah.
And then we dated after I resigned 2 years later from the cheerleading team.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's how we met, I guess. But
and
we
now you're doing a lot of big things too. Obviously, your SI Maxim. Tell
well, I'm not there. A Maxim model, but I do a lot of corresponding for Maxim.
I see, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But Sports Illustrated has been a dream job of mine. It was the first time. I mean, you could probably attest to this. You look like a supermodel, Vanessa, so maybe you don't, but I didn't
have,
like...
Is that a joke?
No. It was really hard for me to see women's bodies advertised on TV or in billboards mm-hmm. and magazines and be like, mm-hmm. oh, she has freckles, she has hips, she has thighs, she has... You know, it was...
But that's what I love about you. I feel like
you.
When I look at women, like, you're my ideal body type.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Women with curves and, like, who are just authentically, like, themselves.
But that wasn't always the cool
that
thing.
Wasn't,
it's starting to become cool.
Right. For me, it always was, though. I guess, like, mm-hmm. it might be because of, like, my cultural background. Like, I'm, like, 10 pounds lighter than what I should be in my, you know, like, mm-hmm. my grandmother's
so
like,
interesting.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
like, you're not eating. I'm like, I am. I'm just stressed out, so I'm losing weight. And I hate when people tell me, like, oh, you're skinny. Like, yeah, that might be a good thing for some other women, but for me, it's one of my biggest insecurities, and I don't talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
I do love how one of the things you can consistently say is, oh, I'm trying to gain more weight.
It's not
really something you hear nowadays.
Right, but mm-hmm. I am trying, and, like, people might be like, oh, like, we don't want to hear that, you mm-hmm. know? But, like, that's my body type.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I look at you and you're just, like, you just radiate sunshine. Because, like,
oh
I just
God,
feel like you just, you're just so, like, proud to, like, be you. And I love
thank
that.
You.
I love that about you.
And it took me a long time to get there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not even just saying this. The best part about being a part of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit is
I was hoping that this day would come that, you know, I could come and sit on air and kind of talk about my journey, my story, because it was something that I knew I always wanted to be a part of simply because it made me accept who I was and without even being in the issue, simply looking at it and at such a young age. So it was just something I would always talk about. People would be like, what do you want to do when you grow up? And that was always one of them. And they would be like, okay, but like, what else? And I was like, no, I'll let you know after that, because I really want to be a swimsuit model, not to be another face in the magazine, but because these women take these platforms and they get to capitalize it. Look at Ashley Graham, look at Kate Upton, look at Chrissy Teigen. These women are more than just these supermodels. There's a personality behind there. Exactly. And you don't really see that with models. A lot of time I go into castings and I won't just do, you know, my front side back, do a little slate. Like, I'm talking. How are you? What are you doing? I would love to represent your brand. You know, I'm all about... That's what models are. So I like to like dive deep into it and really find the essence of what's behind the brand and represent it. And that's exactly why I wanted to be a part of Sports Illustrated. But long story short, agencies weren't signing me, and you can't go knocking on headquarters and say, hi, can you sit down with me to interview me? I want to be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. So 2017, they had the first ever Hope and Call. I moved out to Los Angeles in February 2017, wasn't getting signed, needed to drop weight, needed to change things about my body. And I was like, well, this is contradicting because I want to be an SI because I know I can be accepted in the skin that I'm in. And so I was like, why would I lose weight to go and be something? Like, that didn't make sense to me. I mean, everything happens for a reason. And I'm so happy that I got it at 25 years old, that I first like got into modeling at this age, which was also another contradicting number.
But that gives women who are battling with their internal insecurities of either their body weight or whatever it may be, gives them the courage and, like, you know, the hope to be like, yeah, well, like, I'm going to be accepted for, like, having my curves or not, you know, like, sometimes, like, I dated this one. I don't even want to talk about it. But anyway, so, I mean, like, I was body shamed at one point and, like, and it really, like, affected my self-esteem. And I think it's so important to have people like you out there, and like you're saying, Chrissy Teigen and
Ashley Graham,
Ashley Graham, and just to like be you. There's nothing more beautiful and more authentic than like having someone that's just loving who they are as a person. You know what I mean?
Like, it's so much easier said. Like, it's whenever I go and I do these talks and I do panels and stuff, like, it's... Every time I say it, I mean it. But it took me a while to really understand it. So now when I talk about it, I'm so passionate about it. And some people will look at me like, you're crazy. But for those people that it resonates with, I'm like, this is why I do it. Because once you feel that euphoric feeling of being truly, truly comfortable in your body, it's insane.
And people listening might be like, oh, Vanessa, shut up. Like, you have nothing to complain about. I do. You know, like, I wear a padded bra and I call it my bulletproof vest because I want bigger boobs, but I'm not going to get like implants. I'm not against it, but I'm like, I have small boobs.
There's so, you know what I mean? There's so many things people battle with, even if it's like so small or so silly or, you know, it's,
I love you so much.
So anyway, I had to get into Sports Illustrated without an agent and it was done. So now I'm signed. It's so interesting. You know, Lady Gaga says it all the time. You can walk into a room with 100 people, you know, 99 don't believe in you, one does. It's so freaking true. It's so true.
So it was actually one of her lyrics. I went into an audition once for to host a TV show in Montreal, and it was I forgot what lyric it was. I should be. Well, anyways, it was one like basically like being you. You know what I mean? Like, there's no other version of you. And I'm like, and I walked into that audition and I was like, this is me. And I ended up booking it. Because I was like, I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to pretend to be anyone else. But on that note, I'm going to give you another hug. Goodbye.
Hopefully we got a good picture in there. I feel like we took 50 pictures, but
there
it's like
better
of
be
us
one that's
moving
around.
There's plenty of good ones in there. You two are both too beautiful to take any bad pictures, I think.
I love you so much.
Love you.
Keep
so
doing
happy.
What you're
you
doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Back
keep giving
you.
Like women, all women, a platform to like... have the power to just express themselves and like be who they are and like appreciate their bodies.
You guys are both really good at doing this. I've had the honor of kind of sitting and watching. I felt like I was like your manager, like another good one, another great one, guys. Congrats. It was really cool because I'm usually the one like up on the mic and I was just sitting over there doing emails and listening. Like my people are doing great. Great job. You guys are really, really good at this.
You're so Thanks, sweet. Camille. Thank
Seriously.
You.
Camille, I would love to answer.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, she's lovely. I would love to answer an email with you.
So people email you and Vanessa and Jared?
Yes.
And then you answer on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Because obviously there's no one more better suited to give advice than me, Vanessa, and Jared.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because you're all married and happy.
Yeah. Yes.
In your relationships.
I'm happier now than I've ever been in my entire life.
Are you being sarcastic or serious?
Well, I'm the happiest I've ever been in my entire life, but I'm just as
I found so much happiness when I was alone, honestly. And then once that happens, my career, my love life, everything changed.
Right, which is great.
Yeah.
Right. So it's fantastic because I've never been happier, but I'm also never been more single. So it's just like one of those things, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this email is from Anonymous, which I always find is the most juicy. So it's titled Dating a Non-Texter. They say, I'm 24 years old and just started dating this guy. He isn't my type on paper, doesn't have a degree. He's younger, but I'm totally smitten. We've been on a few dates so far. And although there's a lot of great stuff, I'm worried about one thing. He doesn't text. We have a mutual friend and she says that it's typical of him. I believe him when he says he likes me and he's been very honest about how he's not ready for a relationship right now. This is fine with me as we only just started dating around the holidays. I don't know what to do. Would he be texting me more if he actually liked me? Should I give it time or should I bring it up? And if so, how?
Oh, I already have the best answer ever.
Perfect.
That is my type of guy. I hate texting. I'm so bad at texting. FaceTime and call me when you can. I literally, with my boyfriend, he's busy all day when he's out in the field in meetings or whatever. Or even if he's not on his day off, we don't like to have our faces in the phone. And I look forward to that FaceTime to say goodnight every night.
Every night.
Every night.
Well, so this girl doesn't specify whether or not she's receiving FaceTimes from him or not, though.
But maybe it just sounds like he doesn't like to text. But here's the thing. There's so many people that, you know, and they feel like until you're in a truly serious relationship, like you don't make phone calls. Like communication is key. Mm. Pick up the phone. If you want to go on a date, I'll pick you up at 7. You don't really need anything to talk about.
So you're saying you're saying it doesn't matter how far into a relationship you are. You should always be calling calling
FaceTime.
Yeah,
not all the time, but like.
Daily.
I think that should start to be the change, like the shift. I feel like there's so many like that left on read or he took 2 hours to text me back. Just call somebody. You know what's going to go on. You know when you're going to see each other again and text in between if you want to say like, and I miss you or something.
There is on Becca and Tanya's podcast. I remember Tanya said something about how she met a guy who decided to say on their first date, he's like, I'm not going to text you anymore. If we're going to talk, it's going to be on the phone or it's going to be in person.
I love that.
Really?
I love that.
See, I hate it.
Like Rob just texted me during this and was like, hi, baby, on break for 30 minutes. And I literally wrote back, hi. Well, what are we going to talk? I said, I'm on the air right now. Like, I'll talk to you tonight.
Well, what if you just, I hate phone calls. Like, even my best friends will call me and I'll just screen their phone calls and text them and be like, what's up? I just don't like phone calls.
That's like a red flag.
It's such a commitment.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
you don't need to stay on the phone for 2 hours like high school days.
Well, so that's the thing, too. It's every time I get a phone call with someone, I have the impression that it's going to last for 2 hours every single time.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
It's just I think it's my charisma carries a conversation on.
I'm going to call you tomorrow, and it's going to be for 1 minute, and it's literally going to be like, yo, I really like this podcast. Are you hungry? Do you want to get food? Yes or
well,
no?
Well, we've talked on the phone a few times, and every time we talk, it's a minute or less, and I appreciate that. That's
so
why,
there you go.
That's why I don't screen any of your phone calls, is because I know it's not going to be for 2 hours at a time. You know, it's a very real thing.
Actually, when he came to pick me up before this, he FaceTimed me, and I was so confused. I was like, what's going on? And then I answered, and you're like, I'm outside. And I was like, perfect, coming out. So much better than texting. What if my ring sound isn't on something?
Wait, that's literally me. I'm somebody, I FaceTime
all the time.
I don't care if I'm at my worst, whatever, but I'm like, I'll be picking somebody up and I'll FaceTime and be like, hey, I'm outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why don't you just text me or call me? But it just means more. It's like, hey, I took time to like see your face, a little interaction. I'm here. Good to see you in 2 seconds.
Yeah, but what if you don't want it to mean anything? What if it's like, it's just like.
But here, it's called being like a good person, like a good human. It's like face-to-face interaction.
I've never heard of it.
Like face-to-face interaction is so crucial.
Absolutely. I can't even tell you how many times I've heard people say, Camille, this is my first FaceTime ever. And I'm like, what?
Isn't it the weirdest feeling?
When did FaceTime happen?
It's got.
A long time ago.
2004.
15 years ago, yeah.
Because we also still had. Shoot, what was the other one? It wasn't FaceTime. It's like
Skype.
Skype.
Yeah. Oh, I was a Skyper in high school. Like, I was like in my dad's office, like.
And then when you got the Mac, you're like, oh my gosh, it's built in. You have to like set up your little clamp on the top back in the old school days.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
FaceTime started in 2010, for the record.
Oh, but I don't know where I got 04. I was thinking of like an old rap song and I just remember like 04. Like, for some reason, I thought it was about FaceTime.
It's probably a ludicrous song.
But can I say one thing that I would beg to differ with the FaceTime
Please.
And texting?
Please. For the listeners out there, this is Tori. She
to play
just
devil's
in
advocate. Yeah, sorry. Hi, Tori. So I met a guy in New York and like, he's awesome. He's pre-med. So you're like, I get it. You don't have a life. I barely have a life over here too, especially living in LA. You're in traffic 99% of the time. Right. And the other half, you're doing work. But he doesn't text, and it's like, it's fine. But then it's like, if you're not a texter and then you're not a FaceTimer and you're not a caller,
that's just like brutal.
Do you think about people? Do you miss people?
Well, and like, I actually don't know if he does though, because he's so like, he's at Columbia. Like, I get it. Like, you know, like there is no other world really for you. And I know that like, he really like is in it. But for me, I'm like, if you're not going to have any interaction, like I would settle for texting. So I kind of feel like for her, if he's not covering the basis on any level, then it just doesn't seem like, it's just not practical.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like she didn't cover the base of like making phone calls. But a lot of people just resort to texting because they're like scared of like, oh, I don't want them to think this or that. I think that texting could lead to looking more clingy than a phone call a day.
Also, texting is so confusing. I'm so sick of like interpreting something. So like, let's just keep it clear and hear it over the phone.
Oh my gosh,
hear a voice, hear a dialogue, hear a little up and down tone.
I do voice notes on my phone too. I feel like
that's
no
one
does
that. Yeah.
I don't do those very often.
Vanessa does that.
Not often, but I do them. Yes. Like when I don't want to explain, like a lot of times I'll call my agent. I'll be like, can you please answer? Like, I don't feel like typing an email. I don't feel like typing a text. And they'll be like, I'm busy in meetings. And then I just do a voice note. Easy.
I've never gotten a voice note.
And like, how sweet. Like, you travel so much. Imagine if you had, like, a girl and she was just like, hey, Dean, I'm going to bed. I'm, like, on the other side of the country. You probably, like, da-da-da. You would love that.
I would not.
He wouldn't.
I would listen to the first 5 seconds of it and then just close it.
You're dating, then you're...
Well, I haven't felt that way
exactly,
about someone
exactly,
in a long time.
Exactly.
Cue there. The help. I suck at dating.
Yeah. Anyways, that'll do it for this week's episode. We had a lot of guests. It was a long one. We've had a couple of these long ones in a row now. I'm sorry for... Well, actually, no, I'm not sorry. You know what? You're welcome for giving you this much time of enjoyment.
It's a free show.
It's a free show.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Big thank you to all of our guests. This week we had Madison, who was fantastic. Be sure to watch Siesta Key. We also had Kristen from Vanderpump Rules. And of course, big thank you to Kelsey and Zach from Dating Hashtag No Filter on E. Big thank you to all of our sponsors, of course. And Camille.
Woo!
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This was a long time in the making. I'm glad we were finally able to figure it out. I'm a little upset because I didn't get to talk to you as much as I wanted to.
You're talking to my people right now on Instagram.
But we'll still save that for later on. That's absolutely fine. Big thank you, of course, to Vanessa. Jared was in Mexico when we recorded this. Big thank you to Tori and Easton. Thank you. Anyways, that'll do it for this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Next week is the Super Bowl. We hope that, for Camille's sake, the Patriots are playing and winning
in that
game.
Let's just put it out there in the universe. The Patriots are going to
the Super Bowl.
Camille's
getting the cover of Sports Illustrated, and she's getting...
Well, we're manifesting this. This is not straight facts, but hopefully one day.
And the Patriots are winning the Super Bowl. That's just a matter of fact.
A big thank you to Stamps.com. You can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. All you have to do is head to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and enter the code DEAN. That's DEAN. Also, a big thank you to ZipRecruiter. Our listeners right now, you guys can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/date, DATE. Another big thank you to Function of Beauty. You can use code DEAN, that's DEAN, at checkout for 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. And a big thank you to Rothy's. Go to Rothy's.com and enter, yet again, code DEAN, that's DEAN, if you forgot to spell it, to get your free shipping on some amazing shoes over there. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you to Vanessa. Thank you to Dean, Easton, Mark, Amy. Everybody's so incredible.
Thank you so much to everyone for listening. Obviously, without the listeners, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much one more time. This has been another episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe I suck a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating with Dean, Vanessa, and Jared on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.